It's me again. It's been a long time since we've talked. It's been a really long time. And goddamn, I've missed you. Just kidding, motherfuckers. I haven't had anything to talk about, not to mention me and the other guys can't get together anymore because they're dead and I'm alive. I'm the last human alive since the apocalypse. I don't know if you guys remember the apocalypse. Probably not, because you're all fucking dead. Anyway, so that's just going to be me for a little bit. We'll see if I can do this all by myself. And we're going to do something a little different. I'm going to play fucking music so you don't have to listen to me rant for an hour. Not to mention, I'm cutting it down to a half hour because I don't know if my mouth will get all dry from talking about bullshit. All right, anyway, so I'm going to start the fucking show off with a really cool fucking band called Zeke. And the song is called Chinatown. So dig in with your fucking big old chompers. That's Zeke off their album Till the Living End. Good shit, dude. Good fucking shit. Makes you want to fucking go to Chinatown and bash some fucking brushes and bushes, shrubs. Bashing some fucking shrubs, bro. I fucking hate earth. I hate living things. Fucking smashing herbs and bushes. And I don't know what the fuck my problem is, but it's been this way since I was a fucking young lad. That's all I could say. Anyway, so hope you guys are having a good time listening to this new podcast. New old. Should I say new old? New old schooly? New and improved? Fucking Teen Wolf 2 and shit? You know what I mean? Fucking Joni Loves Chachi, huh? Yeah, Four's a Crowd, yeah. What? What was the spinoff to Alf? Does anybody know that? I have the answer for you. It is Family Matters, and Alf's nephew was played by Stephen Urkel, and Stephen Urkel later grew up to be the President of the United States, Barack Obama. Holy shit, man. See, where else are you going to go to hear all these fucking fraud facts? You know? I have millions of them. Fraud facts. Ask me another one. Okay, you? You? All right. Yeah, the Statue of Liberty is made out of green French fries. You didn't know that? You're a fucking idiot. Okay, anyway, I'm going to play another song here. I'm going to have to decide what it should be. What should it be? All right. Anyway, here it goes, and then I'll tell you what it is after. Bye.
Bum, 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 bum.
Was Crossroads by Strung Out and Bone. There's a fucking mix up in this bitch. Oh, this is way too much fun with just fucking doing this shit by myself, you know what I'm saying? It's pretty goddamn fun, I'm saying. Yeah. Let's hear some Living on the Prayer, so. No more Bone. No, I don't want to hear this. Man. Is this how your every Sunday is? Trying to decide what to listen to? Well, you can listen to whatever the fuck you want, because this is America! Anyway, do a little bit of Blondie here for the background for a second. Anyway, so how have you guys been, man? It's been a fucking long time. Have I said that every segment that I'm talking? It's been a long time, guys. How come you're not talking back to me? This is fucking bullshit. Anyway, so I got this phone call from your mom the other day. She says you're grounded for being a douchebag. I'm just going to swear as much as I possibly can until I figure out what my demographic is going to be. You know what I mean? So, anyway, they're coming to get us. They're coming to get us. This is exactly... Okay, let me just explain something. Me and a certain person that is related to me used to do these things. They were called tapes. Tapes, ladies and gentlemen, are old cassettes. And you used to be able to stick these, like, toilet paper or fucking cardboard or paper or tape over the tops of the cassette tapes. And you can record over anything. So you'd go, you know, you'd find shit that people threw away or whatever. And just record over it. And we used to do these stupid skits. And so this is basically The same fucking thing digitized without the cassette and without the chewed up toilet paper in the little grooves there at the top of the cassette. So anyway, hopefully I'll be doing some voices and maybe some, I don't know. That was my voice, the one voice I was going to do. Man, I kind of fucked that up. I had a big old plan for it. Anyway, so, you know, like I was saying, the tapes that I used to do with my cousin. Oops, I said too much. They had skits and fucking just dumb shit, man. Fake commercials. So that's what I was thinking about doing on here. You know, we could do like, I don't know, David Lee Roth going through a drive-thru and ordering a Bozy Bozy Burger. I don't know. Anyway, so I'll figure something out. This is just like my little test run of doing this shit by myself. I'm at 11 fucking minutes and I'm fucking dying for something to happen exciting. I'm going to try to give you at least 20 minutes, maybe half hour tops, but man, no more fucking hour dogs. No more motherfucking hour dogs. That's too much. It's too much of one fucking guy to be talking about stupid shit you don't even want to hear. Hey, you know what? You know what's cool is you're probably listening to this work. Look at that guy right there. Fuck him. Fuck that guy, dude. Fuck that guy. No, not that guy. Jeez, asshole. Ugh. Anyway, so yeah, hopefully some skits. Maybe I'll talk about some television programs that I've been enjoying. And maybe some, Jesus Christ, how come Bon Jovi's all over the place? Melrose Place? Anyway, maybe some television programs that I have been enjoying in the wee hours of the night. You know, this is fucking crazy. I'm going crazy. I have, this is the first time I've been alone in several years. I'm just kidding. Anyway, might have some news, maybe. Some Duck Dynasty news. You guys down with that? Some Duck Dynasty news. What did Cy say this week? Hey. Yep, tune in next week when he says the same thing. Anyway, shit. I guess I'll play another fucking song, dogs. Sup, dogs? I don't think I'm going to do another crossover. That was way too fucking much work and probably not even as funny as I thought it was. So I'm going to play right now a guilty pleasure. And how about, I'm just going to pull it out of my ass right now. How about some ABBA? We'll be right back.
Fernando. Since many years I haven't seen a rival in your head. Can you hear the drums, Fernando? Do you still recall the fateful night we crossed the Rio Grande? I can see it in your eyes, how proud you were to fight for freedom in this land.
Okay, seriously, how many did I lose just then playing some ABBA? Probably a lot, guys. Probably a fucking lot. Why you gotta hate on ABBA? That shit's fucking catchy. Harmonies from for fucking days. That shit's good. Anyway, okay. So, I'm at 18 minutes, so I'm gonna play one last song. We're going to go old school here. This is old school. This is like a 50s rockabilly. We'll change the mood from ABBA to fucking coolness. Let's do a song called Rhythm and Blue. Oh, I'm sorry. Rhythm and Booze by Corky Jones. This shit's fucking cool, man. I'm going to try to play one of these songs every show. And then after this song, I'm going to talk to you for 3 or 4 more seconds. So anyway, here's some Corky Jones.
I'd be sleeping on a sofa the bed, but there's just some things that a man can't be told, and it's me for a woman. I just got to be shown.
Rhythm and Booze. How cool is that shit, dude? How often did you feel like that guy when you were hammered, peeing in your pants, fucking drooling all over some chick? Fucking Taco Bell stuck in your teeth and shit. Dude, why? Why? What's wrong with me? What did I do? You fucking hoe. Just kidding. It's just this cartoon I used to watch. Anyway, thanks for hanging out with me and the new and totally not improved Pumpkin Pie broadcast. Me being a fucking loner. And with the warm welcome of the new millennia. And anyway, thanks for listening. Hopefully I'll be back. We'll see what kind of response this gets, motherfuckers. We'll see. Hit us up, me and myself, and I. Hit me up on the Pumpkin Pie Fraudcast Facebook page. If you want to, maybe I'll take some fucking callers, man. Maybe you need some advice on how to declaw your cat in 20 minutes. I can give you that advice. Of course I can. Maybe we'll have some callers. Maybe we'll have some first-time callers, one-time listeners. And we'll have a good time. Anyway, I'm not even going to do the outro with the little Motley thing anymore. Maybe I will. Maybe I still will. Maybe I will. Goodbye.